There is no mistaking that high harmony voice. It is the legendary Graham Nash in his days with the Hollies about 50 years ago, singing one of three lead vocals on Carrie Ann. That was just the beginning. Graham Nash went on to an illustrious career with Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, and sometimes just Crosby and Nash, and many solo projects. Graham Nash is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice, as a member of CSN and as a member of the Hollies, and he's here in our region tonight at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater in Reading. JPR Music Director and FM Program Director Eric Teal spent some time with Graham Nash recently. Here's that interview.
I want to start by just saying congratulations on over 50 years in music. It's quite a milestone.
Yeah, it's probably been a little longer than that. You know, it's been since I was 13 years old.
No, 13?
Yeah, I had a passion for music. I got turned on to early American rock and roll from Radio Luxembourg, in the north of England when the weather was favorable. You could get to Radio Luxembourg from Luxembourg, of course, and they would play American rock and roll, and that changed my life.
Huh. It's interesting how that goes back and forth, isn't it? That you were interested in American rock and roll, and a lot of us were interested in the British invasion.
I know we never could quite understand why we took American rhythm and blues music and sang it with a mid-Atlantic accent and then sold it back to the Americans.
Well, just recently you released Over the Years, a pretty amazing two-disc collection of some of your best-known songs from the past 50 years. And on those discs are more than a dozen unreleased demos and mixes. How do you decide when is the right time to release a retrospective collection of music?
I've been the archivist for my various bands for all these years. And I realize that there have been the greatest hits, for want of a better title, of Holly's music and of CSN and of CSNY, but never of my music. Mm. And so I decided that I would find out what my fans' 15 favorite songs of mine are, and I put those up. And then I realized, of course, that a lot of people have already bought that music, sometimes in several formats, vinyl at first and then CDs, et cetera, et cetera. And I thought, how can I make this a little more interesting? And so because I am the archivist and I've got a spreadsheet of every tape that we've ever made, I decided that I would put 15 demos on there. And as you say, 12 of them have never been heard before.
Were you surprised by any of those fan favorites, or did you have a pretty good sense from having performed them live so many times?
I had a pretty good sense. I've been a solo artist, even though I have my friend Shane Fontaine on lead guitar and my friend Todd Caldwell on keyboards. Here I am out singing my songs, and it's fantastic because I get to play which songs I want to play. I don't have three other partners who want, an amazing amount of great songs to play also. So I'm having a good time. I'm playing smaller places, very well, that I've played in front of hundreds of thousands of people, sometimes at the same time. And these small intimate theaters are great. I can see my audience, the show in Reading is going to be quite emotional for me. I watched what was going on with the deadly fires, and I want to help out as much as I can. So I'm looking forward to being there, and I think that people will really enjoy the concert.
Well, you're doing more than just being there. You're making a pretty substantial contribution to the community to help with relief and rebuilding. Do you remember where you were or what you were doing when you first caught wind of the car fire, the news?
That's an interesting way of putting it. I was in my apartment in New York City. I've lived in New York now for two or three years. And I was just, I'm a news freak. I had three televisions on during Watergate, for CBS and NBC and ABC, all at the same time. I'm a news junkie, and I heard about what was going on in the wildfires and what was, how Reading was being affected and how people were being evacuated and losing their homes. And I felt very sad for them, and so I decided that I would give my fee to the local charities to help people.
It's a wonderful thing to do. Thank you. Was it quick for you to make that connection that, hey, this is happening in a place I'm going to be in a couple of months?
It was instant.
Yeah.
We have never played by the rules of whatever, you know, business we're in. But I wanted to help, I've always wanted to help.
I think you're going to in a pretty big way.
Good.
Your last solo record, studio record, came out in 2016, and it was the first collection of songs that you had released in like 14 years. Why such a long gap?
Because I was a busy boy. In those 14 years, I made 16 CDs.
Holy cow.
I did, you know, my box set of three, Crosby's box set of three, Stills' box set of four, the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young 1974 Stadium Tour box set of four. I've been a busy boy, you know. I just was dealing with our archives and putting out music. I did, you know, the greatest hits of CSN and the demos of CSN. I was a busy boy, and I just didn't get around to wanting to do it. And then my life changed dramatically when I got divorced and moved on in my life. My life changed tremendously, and this Path Tonight was a record of my emotional journey that I was on right then.
Mm. Did you write a lot of music during that period, or just not have time to record it?
I wrote music during that period, of course. I just was more interested in dealing with our archives.
Yeah. How does your solo work compare to the collaborative stuff in terms of the way it satisfies you or doesn't satisfy you?
I don't look at it like that. I just look at it that I wake up in the morning and I get on with my day.
Hmm.
And I check what's happening around the world, and I have to feel something before I start to write about it. And I just write songs and sing songs for people. And that's what I do. I see my life as a very simple life, even though, of course, life is incredibly complicated, particularly, you know, politically in this in this Trump era. But I'm a lucky man. I write my songs. I sing my songs. People seem to like them. Fantastic.
It's not a bad job if you can get it right.
Not a bad job.
Do you still enjoy touring and performing live?
Absolutely.
And I know those two things are a little different: performing live versus touring.
Yes. But I love the performing live part. You know, the bus rides and the long journeys are a pain in the ass sometimes, you know, but it's part of the job. I love to communicate. I'm having a fine time with my life right now.
You mentioned that on this tour you are playing sometimes smaller, more intimate venues. Does that affect how you perform or how you approach creating a set list?
Yeah, it does. What we've tried to do is break all the songs down to the simplest form, basically how they were written, you know, some guitar here, a little keyboards there, kind of stuff. And it's very intimate, and I can see my audience's eyes, and I know that they've got to know one thing, very important. I want to be there to make music for them. I'm not interested in phoning it in. I'm not interested in just, you know, performing songs. I sing the songs that I've sung many, many times before with the same emotional passion as I had when I wrote them. That's who I am. I want to give everything. I want to make it all the best, everything I can in my life. I don't make it 100%, of course, but I try.
Well, one of those songs that no doubt has taken on a little bit different meaning over the last year, year and a half, 2 years, is Teach Your Children. And I know that just recently there was an animated video released for that song that has kind of taken on a new perspective of the original intent. Tell me about that project, who you worked with, and how this came to be.
I have a manager, Mark Spector. He also manages Joan Baez. And he had a friend, Jeff Shear, who was an animator. And what happened is this. When I saw the reaction of the surviving members of the Parkland School that got shut up recently in Florida, and saw what they were doing, in fact, that they were recognizing that politics is not just for grown-ups, it's actually ruling their very lives. And their passion in terms of getting people to vote and to try and defeat politicians that take money from the NRA and the gun lobby. This passion that they're showing is exactly what I was saying. We teach your children. We have a lot to teach our kids, but we have a lot to learn from them too, and this is a perfect example. And so I asked Jeff Scheer to make the drawings, and he made over 2,000 drawings for the animation.
Wow.
And I think it's a, wonderful piece.
It still resonates.
Yep, you can get it on YouTube right now. Hmm.
I know you spent a long time in the world of photography and that the visual image was very important to you. I'm curious if you feel or hear sounds in visual images.
I do.
Yeah. Do visual images inspire music for you?
I can hear photographs.
Ah.
And I can see music. I mean, that sounds strange, but I can hear photographs. Like, for instance, there's a very beautiful photograph by Ansel Adams called Moonrise Over Hernandez. It's a full moon rising over a beautiful landscape. And when I see the dark areas in the foreground, I can imagine the cellos playing. If I look up into the clouds, and I can imagine violins and violas. You know, and if I'm trying to make music with an orchestra and none of my partners write music at all, which is kind of amazing, because we do work with orchestras occasionally, but we transform things into colors. You know, can we make this chord a little more purple or a little darker, you know? And they know exactly what we want. And so I can hear photographs and I can see music.
You mentioned being the band's archivist and taking a very, very detailed chronology of all of the recordings. I know years ago you sold off a number of photos and prints that you had collected and taken over the years. Do you still chronicle your journeys now visually through photographs, either on a phone or on a more intensive camera?
I do. I don't care what kind of camera I have. I do carry a camera every single day. And I still take photographs every single day. No doubt about it.
Wow. So let's talk quickly about the performance. You're out on tour with two others, Shane and Todd.
Yes.
And this is a collection of songs drawn from your entire career, Hollies, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, some of your solo repertoire as well?
Absolutely. I've been writing songs for, 50, 60, years. I have a lot of music to choose from. And deciding what to play on any particular night is an interesting dance. and we get to change up the set a lot, because I do have a lot of songs that I want to sing. And one of the perks of not singing with David and Stephen and Neil is that I get to do what I want. I get to sing the songs that I never got a chance to sing, because, when you're in a band with 4 months of egos like we were, they're all writing great songs too, and they need their share of the musical spectrum. So, now that I'm on my own, I get to do what I want to do, and it's fantastic.
Graham Nash, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us.
Eric, you're very welcome.
Graham Nash spending time with Eric Thiel, who is JPR's FM program director and music director. Graham Nash will be at the Cascade Theater in Reading tonight at 7:30. Whether you can make it or not, here's a reminder of some work he's known for. We'll leave you today with Crosby, Stills, and Nash performing Teach Your Children. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by. And so, become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams. The one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
of tender years. Can't know the fears that your elders grew by, and so please help your